This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Devastating wildfires that have ravaged the west coast of the United States continued to rage Wednesday as smoke from the deadly blaze spread across the country and even reached Europe, 4,900 miles away. The deadly fires are concentrated in the U.S. states of California, Washington, and Oregon, and have killed more than 30 people. Weather forecasters predict thunderstorms for Oregon Thursday and Friday, which could help the 17,000 firefighters containing the blazes and clearing the air of smoke. Hurricane Sally uprooted trees, flooded streets, and cut power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses Wednesday. This, as the powerful storm brought, quote, historic and catastrophic flooding to the Alabama-Florida coast in the United States, the National Hurricane Center said. Some parts of the Gulf Coast have already been inundated with more than 18 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. Damage from Sally is expected to reach $2 to $3 billion, according to a research company that tracks tropical storms and models the cost of their damage. The U.S. Justice Department has charged seven defendants in connection with cyber intrusions involving a wide range of businesses, companies, and people. At a Justice Department news conference, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says they are part of a cyber criminal scheme attacking more than 100 companies and institutions worldwide.
We have unsealed three indictments that collectively charge five Chinese nationals with computer hacking and charge two Malaysian nationals for helping some of those hackers target victims and sell the fruits of their hacking.
The alleged hacking effort from early 2014 until August 2020 targeted thousands of computers, including the computer networks of several companies in the $1 billion video gaming industry. This is VOA News. A top State Department official will visit Taiwan for a memorial service for the late president, defying China by making the second high-ranking U.S. trip in as many months to the island. The Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment is en route to Taipei for the Saturday service, the State Department said. The trip comes a little over a month after the U.S. Health and Human Services Minister visited to highlight Taiwan's widely praised efforts to stop the coronavirus. In the United States, the Trump administration has released complex plans for making COVID-19 vaccines available to all Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Makani has more.
Once vaccines are established as safe and effective, the government's laid out a sweeping plan for a vaccination campaign, starting first with healthcare workers and others, and eventually ramping up to reach everybody who wants one. The shots will be free, and people will need two doses of most vaccines 3 to 4 weeks apart. States and cities will be responsible for distributing the vaccines and have a month to submit detailed plans. But the whole operation faces public skepticism. Experts say up to 90% of Americans must either be vaccinated or have their own immunity to effectively protect the nation from the coronavirus. An AP poll in May showed only half of Americans said they'd get vaccinated, amid worries about safety. Sagar Magani, Washington.
India surpassed 5 million confirmed coronavirus cases Wednesday as the virus continues to rage and test the healthcare system. India has added more than 1 million cases this month alone. The world's second most populous country is expected to pass the United States within weeks to become the pandemic's worst hit country. South Africa will reopen its borders to most countries next month, the president said Wednesday, part of a wider easing of anti-coronavirus measures announced as figures continue to improve. The continent's most industrialized economy closed to borders at the start of a strict nationwide lockdown March 27th to limit the spread of the virus. Restrictions on movement and business have been gradually eased since June, but borders stayed sealed to avoid importing the virus from abroad. The Federal Reserve pledged Wednesday to keep rates low until it has achieved its goal of maximum employment. Forecast by central bankers showed that would not happen until at least 2024. The change in guidance is part of a monetary policy shift announced by the Fed last month that is aimed to offset years of weak inflation and allow the economy to keep adding jobs for as long as possible. Two members dissented in the vote, one saying it went too far, the other saying it did not go far enough. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.